This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last night, a federal judge in Texas blocked President Obama's executive action on immigration, the one that got so much press when it was announced and has gotten plenty since. It's the White House plan to grant a temporary reprieve from deportation to around 4 million people currently here illegally. There is, of course, plenty of lawyering yet to go, but as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, the economics of immigration reform might have already been changed.
The president's immigration plan would allow qualifying participants to get a work permit and a 3-year reprieve from deportation. Marshall Fitz is a policy analyst at the Center for American Progress.
How long do we want to delay being able to access those economic and fiscal benefits?
Fitz says going from illegal to legal status translates into an 8% increase in wages. He says it would also add some $210 billion in gross domestic product over 10 years. And the more people who sign up for the program, the greater the economic boost. Susan Reed is an attorney at the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center. She says it was hard getting people to register before, and it will be even harder now.
You know, I hope that ultimately folks won't panic and will keep preparing for an important opportunity.
Reed says even if the Texas ruling is eventually overturned, it is still likely to have a chilling effect.
That limits the potential economic benefit for their family, for their children, and for the economy as a whole.
But others say the whole economic argument in favor of legalization is overstated.
The net effect in the long run is about zero.
Alex Narasta is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. He points out that many of these individuals are already here. So
any gain that we'll see in wages or GDP will be because those workers will now be legal. But that will be a relatively small boost.
Narasta says his main objection to the president's immigration plan is that it didn't go through Congress. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.